your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome back to the Cortland Political Report featuring Jim McKinney. And, of course, Al Cortland is taking part. This segment, we're going to talk a little bit about the right I would have to say Hamas had at this particular time in attacking Israel. A lot of people in the United States, primarily college students, feel that Hamas had every right in the world in attacking Israel, and Israel had no right whatsoever in this particular situation to fight back, to defend themselves. Seems a little strange to me, Jimmy. What do you think?
Yeah, I think what we've seen with this attack is actually a return to 2,000 years ago when people in the region would kill and destroy people and everyone in villages in order to achieve their goals and intimidate. There are a number of protesters in many areas, and one of the most recognizable is, you know, different letters that were written at Harvard University. Some of it is students, but actually a lot of it is orchestrated through different agencies and nonprofits that support the Palestinian cause.
Right.
And the Palestinian cause, you know, that since the formation of Israel and the civil war that happened because of that, you know, actual, you know, the British Empire kind of divvying it up post-war, and this constant fight with the Palestinians and the Arabs in the region, a lot of people do have sympathy because the Palestinians have not had the space that they once had. And although you've got to understand that, you know, Israel does employ a massive number of Palestinians. They have given them the option to actually be a part of the country. But there has been this hatred and animosity because of that civil war and that demarcation. And the actual want and desire and the publicly stated desire by the Hamas leadership, by the Iranian leadership, to eradicate Israel and Jews from the face of the planet and certainly from the Holy Land. So that lingering animosity's been going for a long period of time between both sides, and the atrocities, you know, have been painful everywhere. But nothing has compared in history, recent history, to what happened in this event. And the calculus, the strategy had to be in their mind either complete loss of, you know, control, which is possible, but it actually was a very well coordinated and orchestrated event, because you can tell by looking, and I've watched numerous clips from, and some of it's been posted by Hamas fighters themselves, where you had very sophisticated commando groups attack the Israeli barracks and some of the kibbutzes that are more organized and controlled. And then you had civilian dressed, more random people attacking the festival and the less defended areas. So there was a lot of intelligence on what the different targets were, and then who would take part in which of the targets. They moved in with paragliders. They moved in with rapid moving trucks. They breached defensive barriers and walls and rapidly moved to their targets. So they were very effective, the 1,500 or so, apparently, Hamas commandos that went in. And then, of course, the devastating response from the Israeli government now is only going to create more animosity with the remaining Palestinian people inside Gaza, of course. But at the same time, you know, the Israelis are just said enough is enough. So this is a very complex, a very problematic situation. And of course, the U.S. policy is disastrous, but you've got these pressure points all around the world from organized voices that are trying to support the Palestinian cause, including some of the major media outlets. And they're having a very difficult time because of the level of atrocities that the Hamas fighters executed on these individual civilians and, of course, the hostages. So it's a tough moment in history and a really tough moment for all sides involved. But I think the outcome here is going to just – it could even get even worse.
Well, you know what I find to be interesting is when you look at Hamas And then you look at Israel, which I always looked at Israel as being, Jimmy, a very strong world power. And they're not exactly walking over Hamas right now. Now, very possibly, and we'll talk about this in a later segment, because I'm sure you have some ideas on this, but very possibly Hamas in this particular event is being supported by Iran. And if that's the case, which I think it probably is, all the opinions I'm seeing on the various news channels give pretty conclusive evidence that Iran is in there showing Hamas, telling Hamas exactly how to handle themselves in this case.
Agreed? Well, here's the unfortunate reality. Militarily, the Iranians are absolutely funding, equipping, training the Hamas fighters.
Right.
And, you know, Hamas does not, you know, the Gaza Strip does not have a manufacturing capacity to put out thousands and thousands of rockets. They
right.
don't have sophisticated, what even Western armaments. So you're seeing a tremendous inflow and a preparation in this fight that was really interesting because it's sending unguided rockets that are taking out ammunition for the Iron Dome of defenses and actually depleting Iranian ammunition very rapidly. That's going to be problematic over time.
Right.
But the Iranians have clearly armed them. But here's the other half of the problem, Al. The United States and the Biden administration had restarted funding that the Trump administration had stopped to Hamas because they were a terrorist group. Biden administration restarted that, has given them over $1 billion in aid and assistance. When you give them assistance for food and other, you know, medical supplies, all those types of humanitarian issues, that means they use their resources, the rest of their own resources, from something else. The same thing with the European Union. There's been a tremendous inflow of resources to support Hamas and the Gaza Strip in humanitarian sense, which allows the more radical arms to use their what remaining resources they have and maybe even divert resources into arms and weapons. That is a problem that has to be stopped if you want peace between Gaza and Israel. And what you're seeing now with this blockade and complete surrounding that and this attempt by Israeli forces, it looks like they'll be moving into the ground war very rapidly, to actually clean out all that capacity, which will likely mean some sort of an occupation over time again, which has not been successful in the past. It's, again, a very problematic set of circumstances.
So we have a very problematic system of circumstances here. Jimmy, this is right up your alley. You really are the expert in the event and an expert in predicting the outcome of events similar to this. Ladies and gentlemen, got to take a break for the top of the hour news. Be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.